What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Ruben, is it Stunning. Accurate that it's critical that I win because when I win, the Eagles win, and when I lose, beat the hammer, the Eagles lose?
I don't like that. I don't like this narrative that we're doing.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it either. I don't like it either. That.
Well, I didn't like it until I remembered how great I am at beat the hammer, and then it gave me confidence in the Eagles.
There's nothing critical about it. Just win. Simple.
Just Joe, baby. That, just win, think, baby. Yeah. Al
I think
Davis.
The contestant should just throw it just for the Eagles.
I'm with that. All right, let's play a little game. Take a knee. Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Beat the Hammer is presented by First Trust Bank, who, of course, encourages you to challenge your bank. And, of course, we got a contestant ready to challenge me. He's got quite a challenge in front of him because I got 270 wins and a mere 43 losses. Our contestant, his name is Gary. Gary today is playing for an Eagles. Let me get this right here. He's playing for an Eagles T-shirt and hat combo. Perfect for the playoffs, which hopefully go on for another, whatever it would be, 3 or 4 weeks, whatever it takes to get all the way to the big game and win it. So Gary's got a shot at that. He's also got a shot at the hammer, but let's be real. He doesn't have much of a shot. Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, Gary, what kind of fool challenges
Joe,
the hammer?
Don't start, Joe. Don't start.
I mean, don't start.
I have a 1-1 record.
No!
No! I have an average of 3 questions answered both times. Don't start, Joseph.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. All right, what were the two topics? Well, which one did you win on?
Eagles and World Cup.
Wow.
Eagles and World Cup?
Eagles, Titans, and World Cup.
It wasn't just World Cup. Remember, I did like all these off sport. It was like tennis and this and that. Yeah.
Sounds like a stupid category.
Either because I'm not an Eagles fan, so I don't care if the Eagles win or lose.
Oh, this helps me. You're not an Eagles fan.
Yeah, it's not good though. I mean, I guess it could.
I also don't want the shirt and hat either, or whatever it is.
Well, what about this idea of throwing it so that I can win, so that the Eagles can win? Is that appealing to you?
I'll tell you after if I throw it.
All right, great line, Gary. Well done,
Gary. I'm out of here. Good luck to you, pal.
Good luck.
All right, scram. It does seem a little cheap being able to say, I'll let you know afterward if I tried, though.
Isn't that the kind of thing the hammer
would
like
say? I do feel like it's hammer-esque.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
So that's why, totally permissible.
Oh,
totally cool.
I love it.
Yes, thank you for doing that. Yeah. I hope it frustrated Joe as much as he frustrates us all every day.
Every day. All right, Gary, you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
Yes, sir.
All right, our category for the week, shockingly, it's Eagles-related. We're doing, as we pointed out today, could be the last home playoff game of the run. We're going to take the opportunity. We're doing Eagles home playoff games as our category for today. Are you ready to roll, Gary?
Yes, sir.
Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. 55 seconds. Here we go. Question number one. Who caught the pass that famously bounced off Keanu Neal's knee near the end of the first half of the Eagles' 2018 divisional round win over the Falcons?
Ertz.
Andy Reid and Donovan McNabb got their first playoff win together at the Vet. What team did they beat?
Pass.
In all the home playoff games in Philadelphia Eagles history, what team did the Eagles score the most points against?
The Vikings.
Who was the last Eagles quarterback to throw for 3 or more touchdowns in a home playoff game?
Wentz.
The Eagles won their first playoff game at the Vet in 1979. 2 Hall of Famers scored a touchdown in that game. Name one of them.
Tommy McDonald.
Andy Reid and Don McNabb got their first playoff win together. The vet
Packers.
An 0 for fiver.
That's right.
Wow. Yeah, we're going to put
well,
you on.
We got it all in on time.
All right, I'm back to Joe. Joe predicts the Eagles win. We said
seconds.
It the whole time. That's what matters. All right, let's get the hammer back in.
Yeah. Just under 55. Ooh.
Little Pink Panther, I think.
Does this really depict someone sneaky, someone
Yeah, that's why I'm going for
capable?
It.
Yeah. Is that home? Joe? Is that Joe? I loved this movie when I was a little boy.
Do you have
a
home?
The Peter Sellers one?
Pink Panther.
Yeah,
I thought it was
so
the
great.
Coolest song. I loved the way he was sneaking around.
What a talent,
Yeah, hilarious.
Pink Panther, a legend, just like
Hammer!
Good morning to you.
Not so much, though.
I tell you what, that would be different. A good Twitter poll question. More of a legend, the Pink Panther or the Hammer.
Peter Sellers is
now, let
legend.
Me say this. In
Come
10
on.
Minutes.
Pink Panther or Pink Peeper?
Oh, Pandering Pink Peeper.
Yeah, buddy.
That was the nickname I got years ago, the Pandering Pink Peeper. All right, so in 10 minutes, Dick Vermeil, and also in 10 minutes, your chance to win tickets to the Eagles and Rams. It is, of course, Beat the Hammer right now. This Gary in Philadelphia, how did he do, James?
I love how much you've embraced the Pandering Pink Peeper. You know?
It's a good nickname.
It's a good nickname. Shout out to Tom from Abington.
And it sounds dirty, but it's not.
Yeah,
but,
no, it's
but
good. People, you can say it. Yeah.
People infer real dirtiness.
I wonder
it's
why.
That's great. That's great.
The pee-pee-pee.
The pandering
pee-pee-pee.
The pandering pink peeper.
I do like it. We need to bring it back more.
I agree.
All right. Gary in Philly, how did he do?
Let's roll here. Category for the week. We've talked about with the side topic. Could be the last home playoff game. We're doing home Eagles playoff games as our category.
Eagles home playoff games.
Yep.
Eagles home playoff games. Fair enough.
Ray Rope.
I'm going to go with that 58-37 against the Lions.
Clock will start now as soon as this question is asked. Here we go. Question number one. Who caught the pass that famously bounced off Keanu Neal's knee near the end of the first half of the Eagles' 2018 divisional round win over the Falcons?
I'm funny. I'm blanking on his name. It's the second receiver. I'll come right back.
Andy Reid and Donovan McNabb got their first playoff win together at the Vet. What team did they beat?
Tampa Bay.
In all the home playoff games in Philadelphia Eagles history, what team did the Eagles score the most points against?
Oh, obviously it's Detroit.
Who was the last Eagles quarterback to throw for three or more touchdowns in a home playoff game?
Three or more?
Three or more in a home game.
Jeez. Three or more in a home game. Well, I'll say Foles.
The Eagles won their first playoff game at the Vet in 1979. Two Hall of Famers scored a touchdown in that game. Name one of them.
Two Hall of Famers? Well, one's got to be Carmichael. All right, so the second receiver, my God, why am I blanking here? So I'm talking through it. I'll tell you when it's not Alshon. It's Torrey Smith. Bang! Did this guy get five?
He got zero.
No way!
Yeah, five zip.
This guy got nothing?
Five zip.
Hold on for this guy.
Death Hammer! Death Hammer! Death Hammer! Death Hammer!
Gary, what in like the hell? Dude, that's a freaking disgrace!
I threw the game!
Perfect.
Absolutely
perfect.
Well, when I win, they win. So, Gary, you have done your job, not for
the Hammer,
but for the E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles. Good job, Gary.
I'm taking notes on that Eagles chant. That was powerful.
So that was actually pretty good.
That was pretty good.
Gary, I think I'm taking you at your word. You really intentionally threw it, right?
100%.
Yeah, because there's no those questions were too
Joe,
easy.
Joe, the reason where I kind of leaned toward it when James asked the question about 1979,
yep.
His answer was Tommy McDonald.
Tommy McDonald.
Yeah. And I laughed out loud.
No, that's pretty good. So, all right.
I don't know one way or the
team
other.
Team player.
But
he's a little bit like Saquon. He's a little like Saquon, I think.
He handled it perfectly one way or the other. There's no question about that.
He didn't go for the touchdown.
Gary, right. I hope the Delaware Valley appreciates. I mean, you have sacrificed at the altar of the Eagles today. Not my altar. The altar of the Eagles.
Someone had to do it.
It's true. Someone else stood up.
So, Gary, if I award you
the
prize.
Why wouldn't you tell us before?
Honestly, executive decision. Gary gets the prize today.
100%.
I don't know, guys. You're too easy. We don't know that he really. Did he really die?
He said Tommy McDonald.
Either way, whether he did or didn't, he lost and we needed the loss.
If this guy beat me before and was close another time, it would be inexplicable to have so few.
Joe, I got three of them.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I thought some of these, I mean, the Detroit one, you said it was that was a slam dunk.
All right, Gary.
By the way, 2 weeks in a row, you've said the answer before the category.
Yes.
Gary, we are certainly going to award you the Eagles T-shirt and hat. We hope you wear it proudly. Let me also remind everyone listening, running a business obviously is challenging, but banking should not be. When you see red flags with your bank, challenge them. And then get yourself to First Trust Bank, the best in the business. First Trust, the official bank of the Philadelphia Eagles. Gary, you have done great work today, sir. Let me put you on hold so we can get you the prize. Thank you, Gary. And with that, beat the hammer. Victory 271, which maybe shouldn't count, maybe should. We'll figure that out later. With that said, let's shut it down.
Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The man threw it because when I win, the Eagles win. That is something. All right, Dick Vermeil in 5 minutes. So the great Dick Vermeil joins us shortly. Also in 5 minutes, your chance to win tickets to this massive game, the Eagles and the Rams. So be tuned for that all coming up in 5 minutes. Let's go to John in Allentown right now. John, good morning.
That was fantastic, Jeff.
That's Look, it's pretty cool. I give the guy credit.
Listen, you went 5 for 5. That's impressive.
Well, that's why it should count.
I went 3 for 5. Yeah. You were awesome, dude.
That's why I was and I am. But that's why it should count as a victory, because I wasn't going to lose.
Yeah, I've been locked in contemplation ever since I heard the fact that you went to a Kenny Chesney concert. I've been locked in contemplation about what I would like to do.
Well, I didn't listen to it. I just sat there and talked to a buddy.
Dude, I would rather have root canal. I'm kidding. I'd rather sit in a chair and have a doctor drill in my mouth than even pretend to go and see Kenny Chesney.
Yeah. I'd tell you, Kenny Chesney is better than root canal as someone who's
people
had
love
one
him.
Or two.
Yeah. All right.
Not for me.
All right, John, what do you got on this Eagles game, man?
Guys, I've been talking about this since last week. This is a tailor-made game for the Eagles to hammer. Like this. Hear this? The Eagles are a truck.
Yeah, that was kind of a weak horn for a truck.
Yeah, why did it sound so small and far away?
That was like a Mazda Miata or something. Yeah. That didn't have the gusto.
Hey Joe, it was a what?
Mazda what?
Mazda Miata?
Yeah, wasn't that what it was called? Mazda
Miata.
Is that
Miata?
What? Hold on.
Miata? I don't know.
Don't give him the right word.
Joe, what is Italian? Mazda is Mazda an Italian
Miata?
Company? Now?
Miata apparently. Miata. I don't know. John, you're trying to catch me here, aren't you? It's one of
yeah,
those
and everyone keeps giving you the right word, which really bothers me.
Sometimes
John says giving
things.
Him the right word.
John, it's called picking your battles, okay?
Thank you.
Sometimes you got to just let it go when it comes to Joe.
Devin's really got your back today.
She really
I don't know why.
We need to just slow her down a
little bit. I don't like it.
We keep trying.
This is
I gotta
wonderful.
Get back on track. I'm sorry, guys.
All right, John, I need an answer from you. I want to get to Coach Vermeil here. Give me a great answer for the best scene ever in a home. This can win you the Metallica tickets.
All right. This scene lives in my mind forever. Put the lotion. It puts the lotion in the basket.
Yeah.
Put the lotion on the skin.
Stuck in a hole, dude.
Put the lotion on the skin.
Hey, yeah. Just remember. Do the tuck.
Yeah, lotion in the basket is a great answer. I mean, so that's our second answer today of Silence of the Lambs. I mean,
was that technically a house? Though?
Yes, because
yes,
it's his house.
It's absolutely his house. It's the same thing as the night vision. It's the same place.
Well, in the house.
Yeah.
True. That's like a basement.
That's the cellar.
It's like Joe's basement, which we'll hear about in Job of the Week from earlier this week.
I can't remember, but it doesn't sound good. Whatever happened does not sound good with that being said. All right. We're going to talk to Dick Vermeil coming up in one moment. Of course, the Eagles practicing at the Link yesterday and practicing in the snow to a certain extent. Let's listen to Jordan Mulata talk about the snow, which, of course, could happen Sunday, the practice yesterday at the Link, which had some snow flurries. Here's Jordan Mulata yesterday.
How was it practicing out there today in the snow and the elements, and how much of an advantage is it to get that practice?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. It was miserable. It's miserable. I'm not going to lie. But that is one of the advantages of playing at home. You've got to get used to this weather. And for it to be, you know, very consistent weather, it's good for us. But then again, you know, it's whoever shows up on Sunday.
All right, so that is Jordan Mulata yesterday. All right, Sunday obviously is coming up rapidly now, 2 days away. Kellen Moore's got Three interviews over 2 days as he's also getting ready for the game. That's an element we do not like about this game. But most things certainly we like a lot, as we should. One thing we love is the opportunity to give away tickets to the Eagles and the Rams. And we give those tickets away right now. Now, here's how. We're going to turn to Mr. Rubin tomorrow and ask Rubin. Rubin, who is your favorite?
Hold on.
Sounder.
Right, there
sounder.
We go.
Let's go.
And the name is
whoever Ruben Amaro's favorite eagle ever is.
Oh my goodness.
Ruben?
Didn't you ask Ruben his favorite eagle ever last week?
No.
On Friday?
I don't think so.
Maybe you did.
Did I,
yeah,
Ruben?
You've never asked me and it hurts my feelings.
Well,
never
asked me either. I think you did.
I think you did. All right, well, fine. Devin, your favorite eagle ever. Who is it?
Ooh, I feel like his name has been said, but Brian Dawkins.
Has not been said this
there
week.
You go.
All right. So that's here's the deal. One. Right now on the contest line, know the four names that were said this week at 8 o'clock as part of this contest. The four names, part of this contest this week. Of course, the contest line right now will take the first caller, caller number one, that goes 4 for 4 at the names. Contest line number 215-988-1258. Again, I'll say it slow. 215-988. 1258. With that phone number and the four names, you can win the tickets to see the Eagles and Rams on Sunday.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.